This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Quran Weekly, this is Abdul Nasir Jangda with another Ramadan pro tip. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, that some of you should not backbite others. You shouldn't talk about other people behind their backs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in the Quran, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Develop God consciousness and only speak good things, say good things. The Prophet ﷺ says, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لَيَسْمُتْ. That whosoever believes in God in the last day should say good things or rather remain quiet. The Prophet of Allah ﷺ tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that somebody who abstains from food and water, but then doesn't control what they're saying, he doesn't watch what they're saying, but they go about backbiting and talking about other people behind their backs and, you know, mocking other people, then Allah has no need for that person to starve themselves and deprive themselves from food and water and drink. So therefore, it's very important that this month of Ramadan, we use the opportunity of fasting and the God consciousness that it provides to discipline our tongues to not talk about other people. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, he gives us such hope and inspiration about the potential and the possibilities that we all have, where he says, "Man yadmanu li ma bayna lihyayhi wa ma bayna rijlayhi admanu lahu al-jannah." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Whosoever can give me, can guarantee to me that they will be careful about their tongue and about their modesty, about their decency, they won't engage in any type of, you know, wrong sexual activity, they can be careful about what they say and how they conduct themselves sexually." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "I give that person the guarantee of paradise." We are guaranteed paradise if we can learn to control our tongues during this month of Ramadan. So I want you to think about the words of the Prophet ﷺ when he says, "Min husni islam al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi." From the perfection of one's practice of Islam is leaving those things that don't concern you, learning to mind your own business, and that will lead us to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us was the objective of fasting, la'allakum tattaqun. We become more God conscious and more aware of even our own conduct and behavior. So this Ramadan, try to stop talking about other people. Don't worry about what other people are doing. Worry about you. Worry about your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what you can do to become a better person. Subscribe to Quran Weekly for more Ramadan pro tips. I will see y'all next time. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. If you benefited from this video, then please help and support Quran Weekly so that they can continue to provide all this knowledge and benefit to people worldwide by clicking the link here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and accept your good deeds and your contributions. Jazakumullahu khairan.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.